Evan Johnson, and welcome back to the Extra Spicy Pod, where today we got a lot of topics for us to
talk. Why can't you just speak? Why are you just fumbling over your words?
Yes, I'm just fumbling my fucking words,
Jack. Bro, speak.
Yeah, like I was saying, we got a good list of topics for you today. And
my list of topics is better than his, just saying.
Okay, he had more time this time. Most of the time.
Because Evan's lazy. He's a bum.
I'm not that lazy. I am lazy, but not that lazy to a... Everyone's lazy to a certain extent.
Like I said last time, you gotta stay on that grind.
What the fuck of what grind?
Everything grind. Everything's grind.
Motherfucker, we got one viewer in Belgium.
Bro, I don't care. We gotta stay on that grind and get more viewers.
Yeah, we'll get two viewers in Belgium. Yeah. Yeah, two viewers in Belgium is going to push us through.
Whatever, you look in with your red shirt and your headphones and your glasses. Go ahead with your look. Go ahead with your foot.
Motherfucker, you wearing a Dwayne Wade Miami Heat t-shirt.
Yes, sir, because Dwayne Wade's a good player.
And you're wearing a Mickey Mouse hat.
Yes, sir.
With glasses. So
yes,
like,
sir. Bring the glasses out for today's pod.
So, like, at least people could look at me and be like, huh, this motherfucker was just here to film a podcast and just fucking leave. I don't know what they're going to think of you. They're going to be like, what the fuck is this motherfucker trying to do? He's trying to go to Miami Heat game, or is he just trying to...
I mean, if someone wants to invite me, I'm going to go with anyone to a Heat game.
You would. Glug, glug, glug. Anyway, so... back to... Okay. First topic. Stephon Diggs got traded to the Texans.
What a huge trade.
What are you thinking about that?
The Bills have gotten way worse this offseason. Way worse. Their defense is way worse. And now they don't have their top receiver, Stephon Diggs. They're not going to be great next season, I don't think. I mean, Josh Allen's going to carry the team like he always does, but he really doesn't have any help around him now. Well, he got Gabe Davis, which is, I don't know.
He don't got Gabe Davis.
No, he don't got Gabe Davis. He got Gabe Davis. He doesn't got Stephon Diggs. He was good throw, too.
They got way worse. He gonna throw it to the janitors.
And hold up, he got traded to Houston. Houston's gonna be good. They're much improved. Now they got Stephon Diggs. CJ Stroud's gonna ball out.
Here's what I'm gonna say for that. Two things. One, did you hear about how how Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs got into it?
Yeah, apparently, but
you know,
they've been saying that every offseason.
They get into it every offseason, but I think this season, with them losing to the Jets the very first game, I think that just made Josh Allen just...
I don't buy any of that, because they say that every offseason.
No, I think this season that actually did it, because, you know, we rarely hear Josh Allen fucking snapping at Stephon Diggs. We just hear Stephon going after Josh Allen.
Stephon's a drama queen now. He's like Antonio Brown with the lesser version of Antonio
less
Brown.
CTE version. But anyways, yeah. But like, I feel like this year it was just Josh Allen just snapped. And I personally think what the Bills organization's going to do is that they're actually saving a lot of money, because, you know, they got rid of Tre'Davious White, they got rid of Jordan Poyer. Since they got rid of Gabe Davis, Stephon Diggs, I feel like they're going to be good in the next couple years, as in money-wise. Because, you know, they're going to be able to be signed talent, do all this, do whatever.
We don't care about the money. We care about the wins.
Of course. They're preparing for long-term success.
Okay, so short-term.
Short-term, they're going to fucking suck.
Next season.
They're going to suck.
Suck as in how many wins?
Like 6 or 7, like you said. Like, nothing. Nothing too hot. But okay,
they're at least the third best team in the division, right, though?
Yeah.
Third best team in the division. You know, Dolphins are better, Jets are better. Patriots are definitely worse. So, Bills have that third spot, right?
I'm going to give it to the Bills as of, like, the established. Like, they're more established right now. I do got to see what this new Patriots coach is going to do. And I got to see what quarterback they draft.
Evan, rookie quarterback versus Josh Allen. Who are you going to take?
We just literally witnessed CJ Stroud just dominate. Now, here's the thing, though. If they draft a Jaden Daniels, I got to watch. If they draft like a Drake May, oh no, I might watch. I ain't watching.
Okay, hold up. Do you want to like compare the situations in the AFC South versus the AFC East? Because it's different situations here.
No.
I mean, come on. You're not about to tell me a rookie quarterback versus Josh Allen that Josh Allen's not going to win.
Who the hell is he going to throw to?
Who are they going to throw to in the Patriots? Name three Patriots players. Three. My point exactly.
I think he's something out of that. But I do believe I'm not going to say the Patriots are going to be better. I'm just saying that as of right now, the Bills, I'm keeping the Bills number three because they're more established. They got the history. They got the experience.
Right.
But we may never know. The Patriots may come out, win 8 games, 10 games in a row.
They're not winning 10 games, Evan.
I'm just saying if. We don't know.
We don't live in magical fairy tale land.
I'm just saying if. We're saying if. Because we didn't think the Texans were going to be that good.
Okay, that's a whole nother. Okay, like I was saying, okay, the Colts, their quarterback got injured. The Jaguars, what the heck? Wow. Okay, hold up. That just happened like last podcast, just like ding in our ears.
Yeah, it literally.
Evan did it.
I did not do it.
Evan did it.
It's only
in the every bad thing happens because
it's only
of Evan.
The computer. So, therefore, it's not my fault. For once in my life.
Dog. Okay, this gotta stop. Hold up. Let me see about this. We gotta put this on. Not disturb.
Yeah, please.
Yes, sir, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Anyway, back to the top. Let's talk about Houston's perspective, though. So, Houston's going to win the division again, right? We both think that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Houston's going to win the division. They got way better this offseason.
And if they magically, let's just say magically, everyone gets hurt somehow, then it's going to literally the Colts, I think.
Colts, not the Jags?
Ooh. See, that's toughy for me because it's like...
Yeah.
But then again, though...
We haven't seen Anthony Richardson healthy. Like, I want to see him healthy for a full season. I like Anthony Richardson.
I do, too.
Yeah.
That's why I want to give it to the Colts. But at the same time, though, the Jaguars do got some dogs on that team. So...
You know, I want to see A.R. healthy for a full season. He's going to be good. He's going to be good next season.
But, yeah, I will give it to the Texans, though, this season. But that's also because... The people they drafted came into fruition of what they were supposed to be.
Oh, yeah.
Like, did we think Will Anderson Jr. was going to be the defensive rookie of the year? No. I mean, they knew he was good, but we didn't.
I mean, Tank Dell popped off. You had C.J. Stroud.
Nico Collins popped off. Like,
they got some dogs in Texas. Now they got Stephon Diggs.
And they got Joe Mixon, too.
Ooh, they got some dogs in Houston. H-Town.
If
H-Town, say it loud, say it proud.
That O-line.
Yes, sir.
If that the thing that I just got to see is that O-line. And that's all I'm really worried about for that. But I do think that O-line is going to be solid, though. I don't think it's going to be like as bad as like a Washington.
I feel like every team thinks their O-line sucks.
I feel like that too, yeah.
Yeah, every team thinks their O-line sucks. And maybe they do. I don't know.
But, I don't know. But, that's what I personally think.
All right, let's get into this March Madness. I know we talked about March Madness a lot on episode 3.
So.
But today we got the national championship for the women's just wrapping up as we speak. What is your take on the game, Evan?
I mean, I didn't really get to watch the game.
I don't care. You still got to have a take.
I should have figured South Carolina did complete the undefeated season. I don't want to say I'm happy for them because I'm not happy for them, but like at the same time though, good thing they didn't let Kayla Clark get that. I'm so happy about that. That's the one thing I'm
proud of.
So
final score, it's official now. 87-75, South Carolina wins. I predicted South Carolina winning. Who'd you predict, Evan?
Iowa.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. One for Landon, 0 for Evan.
Hey, how about you fuck off? Anyway, the only reason I said that, because I thought they were going to rig it for Kayla Clark. But if you watch the whole game, Iowa was up a good bit. But then South Carolina was just like, you know what? We're going to dog walk you.
South Carolina plays good defense. They play good defense.
Absolutely.
And Dawn Staley's the top coach in women's college basketball.
Are you putting number two, Kim?
I don't know. I don't really know. But definitely Dawn is number one. South Carolina has a really good program. Really good program. Congrats to South Carolina. I mean, let's give it up to the Gamecocks. Hell of a year. Hell of a run. Yeah. Clap it up, ladies and gentlemen. Good job, Gamecocks.
So.
Going, that natty. They got the natty.
So, no, but now to the men's. Who do you got tomorrow?
Well, okay, UConn-Purdue? I got UConn. I know you got UConn too, right, Evan?
UConn by 30.
Nah, okay.
UConn by 30 or 40.
I know you think that. I think it's going to be a closer game, maybe like...
It's going to be the battle of the seven-footers.
Maybe like 8-10 points. UConn's going to pull away late, maybe. But yeah, battle of seven-footers. Both of these dudes are cool. Got Zach Edey versus who? Who's that little guy at UConn?
I know he just got interviewed.
I just watched him last night in the game, and I can't remember his name. That just shows you how good of a person I am at remembering names. But anyway, like, both of these guys are really cool, really good dudes. They're battling the 7-2 versus 7-4, I think. Zach Edey is my man. I'm going to tell you right there, Zach Edey's my man.
Zach Edey's good, but like I said last episode, I don't think he's going to pan out.
Because hold up, you said last episode Bronny wasn't declaring for the draft.
I didn't think
now we found out he's declaring for the draft.
But no,
so
no,
you
no,
don't
no,
have
no,
much
no,
credibility,
no, no, no,
my
no, no,
friend.
No. If you read
you don't
that,
have much credibility.
No. If you read that report right, he's keeping his options open. While if you actually read it, he's declaring for the draft while keeping his eligibility for college.
So he's declaring for the draft.
But let's just say that team drafts him, Landon. You know what he's going to be able to go back to do?
What?
He gets to go back to that little classroom up in USC.
He's not going to class. He's just hooping. He doesn't go to class.
He going to class.
Nah, he's not. He's just hooping. What happened to you? This guy over here is bending down. He's like all hurt and stuff.
I got a Charlie horse.
Oh, man.
But, I mean, I'm better now. But, I do believe that, like, it's not... But like I said, it's just that if he doesn't get drafted, though.
Okay, so you think he's going to pull an Eli Manning, refuse to go to the franchise?
I'm not, he ain't going to pull no Eli Manning. But it could be.
Okay, so if he gets drafted by a team and doesn't want to go there, are you saying he's just going to go back to college?
He could go back to college, yeah.
What team is he not going to go to, then?
The Detroit Pistons, probably.
Detroit? Nah, Detroit is building something. They have some good quality young players.
You're right. They're better than Washington. My bad.
Yeah. they're better than Washington. That's for sure.
Yeah. Imagine being Kyle Kuzma right now.
Kyle Kuzma? No, because that's Kyle Kuzma's team. He's the top dog in that team. So I mean.
Yeah.
I would want to be Kyle Kuzma, the top dog in that team. You know.
Because if you remember, Kyle Kuzma made a joke of, it's like don't be that team now. But then
they didn't lose to them though. Brooklyn lost to them. I'm pretty sure. No, it was Toronto. Toronto lost to them. Because OG Anunoby just got traded. So they didn't have OG Anunoby.
But what I'm saying is, when Kyle Kuzma said that, though, they both have, like, the worst record in the league, though.
Detroit still has the worst record in the league.
I mean, I don't know if they're still, like, neck and neck, though.
They're neck and neck, yeah. I think Detroit's, one game worse.
But it's, like, the pot calling the kettle black. Like, that's what it's referencing.
Yeah. I guess, if I was a player going in the draft, I wouldn't want to be drafted by Washington. I probably wouldn't want to be drafted to, Philadelphia. I definitely want to be drafted to Philadelphia. I'm going to talk about later why I hate the city of Philadelphia.
No. You know what? We're going to dive into that right now.
Right now? Right
why
now,
do
you're
you
just
hate Philadelphia? Okay. Why do you hate Philadelphia?
There is nothing good about Philadelphia at all. Nothing good. I'm trying to think about good things in my mind. What's good about it? So you have in between Washington, D.C. and New York City lies the city of Philadelphia. You got two better cities on either end of you. You can go to New York City, the glitz and the glamour, Broadway, Statue of Liberty, Global City. And then in the other side, you have Washington, D.C., the nation's capital. Lots of monuments, museums. They got the pandas up in the zoo. I think China took them, though. You know, screw China. I hate China. Anyways, like I was saying, Philadelphia is in between two great cities.
Okay.
You come together and you see Philadelphia. You're like, okay, Philadelphia, city of brotherly love. Wrong. No, no, no. You know, the Liberty Bell. Who cares? It's a bell. It's a stupid bell. What's good about a bell? You like bells, Evan?
Not like that, though.
Exactly. You don't like bells. Who likes bells? Bro, I don't want to see a big, giant-ass bell in the middle of a city for no reason. Oh, it's the founding city. It was what America was founded. Actually, their first capital was in New York City. And then it got moved in Philadelphia. And they said, oh, we're not keeping this. Hell no. Let's get the fuck out of this city. They moved to Washington. Much better city, right? They didn't want to stay in Philadelphia. Why would you want to stay in Philadelphia? It's a terrible city. What you got to say? You got a point to make? I'm sure you do. Looking at me like I'm stupid or something.
Have you ever been to Philadelphia?
I have never once been to Philadelphia.
Then how can you even talk shit?
I will never once footstep in that dirty, disgusting city.
How are you going to talk shit about Philadelphia?
If I have to have a layover in Philadelphia, I'm going to change my flight. So I have a layover in another city.
Bro.
I'm going to have a layover in New York, Washington, Baltimore, not Philadelphia.
What did Philadelphia do to you? Did they give you like a worse travel?
I'm going to take a train from New York to Washington. I'm not going to think about stepping foot off that train into the city of Philadelphia.
You disappoint me sometimes.
Why did I just, go ahead. What good things do you have to say about Philadelphia?
Philly cheesesteaks.
Nah, overrated ass sandwiches.
Have you had one?
I can name so many other better sandwiches.
I swear, if you name Subway or Jersey Mike's.
Bro, that's a sub franchise, not a type of sandwich. What kind of retard are you?
I'm a special kind.
Hey, peanut butter jelly, better sandwich. Tuna sandwich, better sandwich. Parmesan chicken sandwich, better sandwich. Cuban sandwich, much better sandwich. Po' boy, better sandwich. We got shrimp po' boys, we got catfish po' boys, oyster po' boys.
But you also gotta think, we live in Louisiana though. So like,
I don't want a dumbass Philly cheesesteak. Okay.
Yeah, but like, we're gonna eat good food. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, you got beef and then you got cheese on a sandwich with like onions and stuff. That's what the sandwich is, right?
I think there's more to it, I don't know.
What? Go ahead. You like Philly cheesesteaks?
I never had it, but
okay, then.
You never stepped foot in the damn city, though.
I don't want to step foot in the city.
That's like me talking shit about Canada, but oh, I never been to Canada.
Canada's beautiful. Canada is gorgeous. Canada has very pretty landscapes, especially out west. Vancouver area, British Columbia, Alberta's really pretty, Saskatchewan. I can just name off really pretty places. What are you going to see in Philly?
The Rocky statue,
bro. Overrated ass movie.
What?
Overrated ass character.
What?
I don't give a fuck about Rocky.
What?
Okay. What's some good things about Philly? I want to hear him. Cause like,
Rocky was not. Oh, you take that back. Rocky was not overrated.
I am not taking it back at all.
Rocky was.
First
not
of all, the movie's not even named Rocky. It's Creed. So, oh, I watched the movie Rocky. No, you didn't. You've seen Creed.
What? Rocky, did you watch the first Rocky?
I have not, and I don't want to. I don't want to see that stupid ass character.
No,
Sylvester Stallone, right?
No, watch the first Rocky, okay?
Creed?
Rocky, no. Creed, you gotta understand. I'm gonna tell you the movie lore. So Creed is the person that Rocky fought against.
That's the name of the movie.
No!
Yes, it is. That's Creed.
Rocky
Creed 1,
is
Creed,
the dude that won.
Creed, Creed 2, Creed 3.
That's the fucking Michael B. Jordan one, jackass. They got an older version that connects with that.
Bro, the movie franchise is dumb. Okay. Sports in Philadelphia. Philadelphia has the worst sports fans. They are brutal. They are terrible. They booed Santa Claus.
I'm not going to lie.
Who booed Santa Claus?
I can't defend Philadelphia on that one. I can't.
Why would you boo Santa Claus? This great American tradition, Santa Claus. Why would you boo Santa Claus? How, Eagles fans? Eagles fans? I wish the Patriots beat you in the Super Bowl. I want to see you have zero rings. You know, Philadelphia 76ers, they can't make a conference championship, can they? I don't care how good they think they are with James Harden and Embiid. Well, Harden's not there anymore, but even with Harden. Harden, Embiid, Jimmy Butler, then Tobias Harris, J.J. Redick. They can't make conference championship.
All because of one shot, baby. Kawhi Leonard.
They cannot make a conference championship to save their lives. Embiid is overrated as hell.
See, Philly fans, I'm going to try to defend you a little bit.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Make your point. Make your point.
The sports section, I can't really defend y'all on. Because y'all be doing some crazy ass shit.
Embiid is soft. He's not a playoff performer. He shuts down the playoffs just like Harden does.
I mean,
and you know him, right? He's a bitch. He cries after games. You saw that clip after the 2019 Toronto Raptors shite cried after that game like a bitch. Man up, pussy.
Your favorite player literally just got them playing in Philadelphia.
Came to Miami because he saw how shit Philly was, right?
No, he just wanted more money.
No, he saw how shit Philly was. He said, I'm out of this city. He couldn't take anymore.
More money.
I can't verify that. Can you verify that?
He just wanted more money.
I can't verify that. Can you verify it?
He literally asked for a contract extension from Minnesota. Minnesota was like, nah, because he asked for a contract extension because Carl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins were getting paid more than him. And at the time, they were both on the Timberwolves.
So Jimmy Butler went to Philadelphia for a half season. And then they weren't going to prioritize him. They wanted to prioritize Ben Simmons. Look how that worked out. People in Philly are dumb.
I mean, I don't like Ben Simmons.
Exactly. They're dumb. They prioritize Ben Simmons over Jimmy Butler. Say, Jimmy Butler, you get out of town. We're going to prioritize Ben Simmons because he's the better basketball player. Look how that turned out.
I mean, they got rid of him. A good chance that they did, though. I mean, they got rid of him at a good time, though.
Okay.
But there's certain stuff I will defend Philly fans on, and there will be other stuff that I absolutely cannot defend them. Like the booing of Santa Claus, like you said. How can you boo Santa? Like,
they're ruthless people up in Philly. They don't care about anything.
But I'm an opportunistic person. I got to sometimes go to Philly. I got to go to Philly to see what's up, Philly.
You know, Philly fans, sports fans, they're going to trash the city if their team wins or loses.
I'll do the Rocky run either way.
Yeah, you're going to go up to Rocky statue?
Da-da-na, da-da-na.
Boo.
Da-da-na. You don't even know the damn movies in order. Be quiet.
Okay, Rocky cheesesteak. Apparently that's the two things from Philadelphia that's great. Anything else in your mind that's amazing about Philadelphia? That you want to get off your chest and try to persuade me on why Philadelphia is so amazing? Can't think of anything, can you?
I mean,
Pittsburgh's the better city. If you want a great city in Pennsylvania, go to Pittsburgh. Exactly. You can't name anything.
I mean, I defended them as much as I can, so. I've never been there. But do you just hate him from the sports aspect or just overall just, they need to be, are you just like, they need to get removed from the 50 states of America? Or
If Iran or North Korea sent a nuke over here, I would try to persuade them to go directly in the Philadelphia City Hall, nuke them, but put like a dome over the city so it only destroys the city of Philadelphia. Create like a lake, you know, a lake full of like toxic waste, because that would be what Philadelphia is, a toxic waste lake. Put like a lake there, that'd be a good idea actually. Let's make a lake. Do you agree with my perspective?
No.
Well, he's dumb, with you, everyone. We've established that previously. He's the dumb one.
I'm actually pretty smart, but at the same time though, I like our viewers in Philadelphia, if we have any.
We probably don't.
We probably don't. But I mean, then again, we do have one in Dublin, so like, we don't know where next our couple viewers may be. I don't know. But we shall see, though. We shall see. We still gotta see. If
you're from Philadelphia, though, you're a bum.
No, you're not.
We accept everyone. We are very accepting podcast. We love women. We love minorities. We love the gays. We are very LGBTQ friendly. We are, however, not Philadelphia friendly. If you're from Philadelphia, do not listen to this podcast. You are not welcome here.
You can listen to me speak anytime you want. I support everybody. So, but this dude's laying it. Oh my gosh. Out of everybody, you hate just Philadelphia people. Just, hey, so what if they didn't want to be born in Philadelphia?
Then move, and I like you better.
What if they can't move? What if their financial situation sucks, Landon, and they're stuck in that city?
If you hate the city of Philadelphia and you live in the city of Philadelphia, then why do you live there? If I hated Louisiana, I would not live in Louisiana. I would find some kind of, I would buy a Greyhound bus ticket the first chance I get to move to like Houston or something. Saquon Barkley moved to Philadelphia. He's a bum now. He was great in New York. Now he moved to Philly. He's a bum now.
So is Jason Kelce a bum?
Now, he's not living in Philadelphia anymore, so he's pretty cool. He's from Cleveland originally.
He was literally at Philadelphia's WrestleMania yesterday.
He's not living there, though, anymore.
Pretty sure he still does.
I don't think so. He's from Cleveland, and then he played his, you know, Eagles days in Philly, and now he got the fuck out of Philly, because he's smart. He retired. He couldn't take Philly anymore.
So, because he's retired.
See? Okay, hold up. Name a worse city in the U.S. Go ahead.
Then
Philly. Come on, name cities that you think are worse than Philly. Can't name any, can you?
I'm not going to hate Philadelphia like that. I like all of our states.
Okay, so if you're not going to hate Philly, then what's some places that are worse than Philly then?
That are worse than Philly?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like New Orleans is overhyped. But then again...
You feel like New Orleans... You're wearing a New Orleans t-shirt. And then you're saying, oh, this city is terrible. I'm wearing the t-shirt for it.
I'm not saying it's terrible. But, like, if the crime rate was lower, it'd be pretty good.
Philly has a high crime rate, and they have a whole lot of homeless. Come on. It's not a good point.
Yeah, but you could say the same thing about California, though.
Could say the same thing all about city.
You can say the same thing about a lot of states, yeah.
Okay, but why is New Orleans worse then?
I genuinely feel like they could be better overall. Alright, we need to get on from this I hate Philadelphia.
Okay. I'll move on, but just know, you know how I feel. All the viewers know how I feel. I've laid out my points. Hopefully they'll resonate with you.
Is it because they sent Wayne Wade home retired? They sent him to retire.
Maybe that has a part of it.
That does have a part in it.
Dwayne Wade is the best Heat player of all time. And then he got destroyed in the playoffs. Kevin Hart's overrated ass. Trolled Dwayne Wade. Kevin Hart's overrated. He's from Philly, by the way. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's overrated. He's not even funny. He's just short. So he's... People think, oh, let's laugh at the I feel bad because he's so short. Let's laugh at him. Make him feel bad.
I wanted to go see Kevin Hart in Shreveport, but, like, that's a long drive. So, that's a bit.
Let's just laugh at him because we feel bad. Let's laugh at his jokes because we feel bad for him. He's short.
But, like, what was I going to say? But... I feel like that's the main reason, though, is because they sent Dwayne Wade into retirement.
I mean, that is a reason. That is a reason.
You can't really say that now. Everybody's favorite player is going to retire eventually.
They didn't send him into retirement now.
Bro, okay, I understand you get salty, but you don't think the day Aaron Rodgers retires, I'm not going to be sad and shit?
You'll be sad because that's your God. That's who you pray to at night. Lord Jesus Christ and Aaron Rodgers. That's the three you pray to.
Greatest football player of all time. But that's another episode, though.
He didn't say he doesn't, then. I guess he does pray to him.
I don't pray to Aaron Rodgers, but he's the greatest football player of all time.
He is not.
He's just a hater because he thinks Drew Brees is the greatest.
We're going to Stephen A., Shannon Sharp, fight about that. Another episode.
We're going to go at it. Don't worry.
Yeah, we're going to go at it. Okay, let the viewers know that next episode, we're going to go at it.
We're going to go at it in football and basketball.
Oh, yeah. Because this man over here has some bad takes.
I don't have no bad
Terrible takes. I have the best takes. But he, on the other hand.
In what fucking world?
This is the Extra Spicy Pod, though. So we welcome all takes, no matter how bad they are. Just, we have some spicy takes, right, Aaron?
You on dope sometimes. That's all I gotta say.
My dude, this is the Extra Spicy Pod. We gotta bring the spicy takes, don't we?
We do.
Yeah.
But sometimes the takes be... Like, it's like seasoning some food, okay? Some people, the bland people, just put salt and pepper on it. That's your takes.
Salt and pepper? Nah. I season my food.
Well, what'd you put on it?
I put some Tony sashimis, put a little cilantro, little flakes on there, had some thyme. You know about the thyme, do you?
Get out of here. Anyways, so...
Paprika? Ooh, so good. Yeah, you're the one that does salt and pepper, because you're shaking your head. You know what these words are, do you?
I do. Know. I actually cook, so...
But, yeah, he cooks, like, a cereal.
No, how can you cook cereal?
That's the point. You don't cook.
No, you just said you cook cereal, so therefore, you don't know what you're talking about. Sit down. Next topic. Okay.
Hold up. We didn't go over men's March Madness. Who you got tomorrow?
We did go over that.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, UConn by 30, remember?
Yeah, well, I got UConn by 8. I'm going to go solid 8.
UConn by 30.
And next episode, we'll see who's right on that one, too. If it's closer to 8 or closer to 30. So, I might be 2-0, because I'm 1-0 right now.
All right, so next we're going to go into my predictions for UFC 300. This is something new that we're going to do. Every UFC event, like maybe like, you know, the ones with the numbers on it, so like UFC 300, like 301, we're going to do this for. I'm going to give more details on why I think these people will win in future episodes, but like this week, we're just saying fuck it on this one, and we're just going to go and see who we think's going to win, okay?
See, I'm not a big UFC guy, so I really can't comment on any of these fights, so this would just be like an Evan
This would be like an segment. Evan segment.
Yeah.
And like, I know Landon wants to do baseball segments too. I'm gonna try to do some research on baseball.
Because baseball, it's a big sport.
I'm going to let him do like his own little segment with baseball. But I'm going to actually do some research on baseball.
Yeah, so he can have some input in it.
So I can at least know, like, what he's talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
So, for the bantamweights, I'm going from early prelims to prelims to main card. So, Davison Figueiredo and Cody Garbrandt, I got Figueiredo. Bobby Green versus Jim Miller. Give me Bobby Green, even though he's lost a couple. Jessica Andre versus Marina Rodriguez. Gimme Marina Rodriguez. Jalen Turner versus Retino Mosancio. Give me Jalen Turner. Then I don't know what those two are like. I can't really comment on that. Give me Holly Holm. She's got the experience. Give me Calvin Kattar. He's gonna weight bully Aljamain Sterling. Yuri's gonna beat Alexander Rachik. Now we're on to the main card. Bo Nickel is going to beat Cody Brundage. I don't know why he's on the main card. Charles Oliveira versus Armand Tusarukin. I don't know how to pronounce the last name. Sorry if I offend people that like him. I got Charles Oliveira. We know what Charles is like. But it could be a close one because Armand did lose to Islam in a close decision. So this one I'm going to go in a little bit of detail about. Justin Gaethje versus Max Holloway. Me, personally, I got Max Holloway. Max Holloway's never been dropped. and he delivers the most significant strikes. I think Justin's going to get hit by a lot, so therefore, I believe Max Holloway's going to come in with the win.
Are you done?
No, I got two more.
All right, go ahead.
Zhang Weili versus Jan Egzounian. I'm sorry if I messed that up. I got the champ retaining Zhang Weili because she's a badass motherfucker. And finally, Alex Pierre versus Jamahal Hill. I'm worried about Jamahal Hill's Achilles recovery. So I'm going to go with Alex Pierre on this one. That's what I personally think is going to happen. And I feel like the leg kicks are going to get to Jamahal Hill too. And plus, I feel like Pierre is more prepared. But that's what I personally think is going to happen at UFC 300. And we next episode, I'm going to see how many I got right. And then I'm going to let y'all know.
He's probably going to get every single one wrong. Because that's how Evan rolls with it.
I'm definitely not going to get every single one wrong. But anyways, all right.
All right, well, let me ask you something. Why do you like UFC? Like, why do you like watching the fights? What gets you on about it?
Because, my opinion, it's better than boxing. Even though boxing can be more dangerous, because think about it. In boxing, it's just body to head shots.
Mm-hmm.
I could punch you in the gut, then hit you in your head. And think about it. You got a 10 count while you're concussed on the ground to get back up, to get concussed again. That's how dangerous boxing is. But with this, though, I could throw a kick at your head. I could throw elbows. I could do all that.
So, from my perspective, I'm more of a team sports guy. So, I like hockey, soccer, baseball, football, basketball. Those are my main sports that I follow. I don't really follow individual type sports like UFC, boxing, tennis, golf, yeah. I just think there's something about the team sport that is so cool, having the teamwork aspect. And, you know, with UFC or like individual sports like that, you don't have that teamwork aspect. You work by yourself to defeat someone else. So like boxing, UFC, that all kind of falls into it. Also another thing, just from my perspective again, I think like watching boxing or even UFC, anything like that, it's a bit like, how to describe it? It's not like something I'll be interested in watching. It's just guys punching each other. I really don't find much enjoyment from watching it. What do you have to say about that?
It gives me a rush because it's like, for UFC though, I like it because it's a variety of how they can knock someone out. Because you don't know whether they could get knocked out by like front kick, roundhouse kick, they could throw a hook, elbow, and they can knock you out. Also, it's very bloody. So, I like violence. I'm a violent guy.
You like the gore and the...
I like the violence. I like violence. That's why I personally like boxing and like UFC and all that, because I do like violence, gore, and the variety of how UFC does it. I do follow boxing too, though.
What would you say to people that think that those sports are too violent and those sports should be protested because they're too violent?
They should not, because they literally get directed by an athletic commission. So they literally have rules set in place for what they can and can't do. So, and it's literally monitored by the government. So, like, what can they really do about it?
Okay, but, like, people say, oh, you're just punching people. You're attacking someone else. That's way too violent to show people. Even to show, like, kids that they're gonna see the UFC fights and be like, oh, I want to do that to people, and then they start beating people up. I'm not saying that happened. I'm just saying that could be the logic someone uses to say, oh, they should be banned. I'm going to protest these things because I don't like the violence it promotes.
Well, I'm going to say two things. One, most UFC guys are college educated, so they like know what they're doing. And if that's something like they really want to get into, that's their path. They're their own person, do whatever. That's good for anybody. Whether you want to be a marine biologist or do whatever you want to do, that's your own path. You follow that own path. That's a little bit of life advice for y'all. But anyways, but for like a little kid to, like, how old are we talking? Like a 3-year-old, 4-year-old, just be like, I want to do that to people.
Or do you think kids that young should be able to watch UFC? I mean, does it promote violence in a way that kids should be able to watch it?
See,
I'd let my kid watch it, but past a certain age, though, if you're really young, like from ages like 1 to like maybe 10, I'm not gonna let you watch it.
So you think 10 years old is the good like limit?
I think 10 year old, 10 years old is a good limit, but like anything before the after that, like
no. Okay. Okay.
Like you gotta make it fair, because I don't want my 7 year old kid is trying to knock out somebody on the playground for stealing his toy or something, when that could simply be resolved or something.
I need to fact check that later. If majority of USC fighters are college educated, I don't know about that. I need to fact check that.
Owner Dana White actually said that, because he was actually, I have a video on TikTok I'll show you later, or I'll send it to you later. They were protesting a UFC.
Bro likes his TikTok.
TikTok renegade, baby. Renegade.
Anyways. Oh my gosh. I have a podcast with an idiot.
No. I'm just cultured. What can I say?
No, I'm not a TikTok-y person, but my friend over here, he's a TikTok-y on the gram, snappy snap. He's all of that.
You're acting like I actually do TikToks. I don't do TikToks.
You probably have a secret TikTok account. I have them private. That are your TikTok dances.
I don't have any TikTok, and no TikTok is uploaded, but I do watch TikTok though. But there's a video of Dana White, the president of the UFC. These people were doing a protest, like arguing against UFC. And so he was telling these people, like, hey, most of these guys are college educated, so like they know what they're doing. And the dude was like, yeah, but don't you think it's a bit unethical for these dudes to just beat each other with, like, isn't it illegal to throw elbows and stuff? He's like, well, yeah, but they got the athletic commission, which is run by the government, that lays down a set of rules of what these guys can and can't do. So therefore, like, they can throw the elbows, but they can't do certain shit with the elbows. Like, they can't throw, like, an elbow going, like, that way, whatever. Mm-hmm. Something along that line. I don't know what direction the elbow goes, but, like,
There's rules to it, right?
And I'll send it to you later, and so you can look at that. But that's what, and they didn't know he was the owner, and so they were like, "Oh, so are you just like a big fan of UFC or something?" He just goes, "No, I'm the owner."
That's pretty funny.
But I like Dana White. Dana White's actually cool.
I mean, does it promote violence? I mean, from my perspective, like, there is a place for UFC. It's a legitimate sport. Does it promote violence? Like, if you're worried about your kid going to watch UFC and being like, oh, I want to be just like this guy on TV, mommy. I want to go punch these people on the playground. Well, first of all, you're not raising your kid right. Yeah. If they're going to go and do that. But, like, second of all, I guess there should be a, you know, a limit or an age restriction, as I would say, on who should be allowed to watch UFC, and then who should be allowed to watch UFC without parental consent, right? So I'm not gonna let my kid, you know, 4 years old, watch UFC. Obviously, I'm not gonna let my kid watch it at 10 years old without parental consent. I'm gonna be there watching it with him. Well, I'm not gonna be watching it with him because I don't like UFC.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this funny story. So, whenever I was younger, in the early days of UFC, I don't think my uncle would let me go down and watch the UFC fights, but whenever I'd go upstairs, though, I'd be playing Call of Duty with my cousins, though. So, like, it's like what type of gore do I want? Do I want to watch these virtual people kill each other, or do I want to watch actual real life people beat the shit out of each other? So it was like,
Well, that's another thing. Like, fantasy violence is one thing, but on the other hand, you have, like, realistic violence shown on TV. I mean, I would argue it's two separate things. I don't think fantasy violence is the same thing. I don't think it belongs in the same category as real-life violence that you'd see on other movies that aren't animated.
Well, they've actually done a research that, like, certain games like Call of Duty, like, they create, I don't want to say psychopathic tendencies. I gotta find the article. Do not quote me on this. But, like, some people, it will not say have psychopathic tendencies, but, you know, it's just the idea, if you know what I'm saying, because it's first person. You understand?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I will have to find that article for you, but do not quote me on that. Absolutely do not quote me on that.
I could believe that. You know, when you look at all these school shooters you have in America, and that's a huge problem we have in America. Someone needs to, you know, come up with ideas to, you know, limit that. But these school shootings, like, these people are mentally ill, you know, and they have these psychopathic tendencies. They're mentally not stable people. They're not healthy people. And what is causing that? That's what we need to research. You know, why are these people go from these normal, average, everyday people to these people that are in this psychopathic tendency, this mentally ill tendency? We need to do some research into that as a society.
It could be their mental health. We just talked about mental health our last episode.
Yeah, well, we need to do more research about it and try to pinpoint, like, what's causing this in these people.
We could set that up for next episode or episode, what is this? We're filming episode four. This is episode four.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
We might do episode five or six. We gotta see.
Yeah.
We might do some research for that.
Yeah. I mean, just like as a society, we need, because that's a problem we face in America today, is school shootings. People are scared of guns now. A lot of kids grow up scared of guns. And you look at big reason for that is school shootings. You know, no one expects to die after school, but it happens. You know, every year there's school shootings in America, and it's sad. It's really sad.
It's very sad. But I will say this though: guns don't kill people; people kill people.
Yeah, that's something I believe, and that's why I'm saying we need to look at and research as a society these people, their mental health, pinpoint the reasons why they go through these depressive states and end up in a rage-filled shooting spree.
But. Yeah, that was my UFC talk.
Long-winded UFC talk. It came out to school shooting somehow.
I'm glad we just shifted. I mean, that was a good talk, though. I did like that, though. Because we just shifted from, hey, how does violence go from this to this? Yada, yada, this, yada, yada. I like that. That was actually pretty solid.
Yeah.
So.
And now our next topic. It's going to be a recurring topic on the pod. Kind of like the UFC fights might happen. So this topic is adoption. I'm gonna pull up this article I found on CNN's website. So Saudi Arabia is given by the UN. They're the chair of the Committee for Women's Rights.
Now see, that's actually genuinely kind of scary. Like,
okay, first of all, why is Saudi Arabia given the chair for women's rights?
I have genuinely no idea.
I don't understand it at all. Saudi Arabia, I think women can drive now, but historically, women couldn't drive in the country at all. Like, no women could drive at all.
Women aren't allowed to do a lot of stuff in the country.
Yeah, I know it's progressively gotten more liberal, but even now today, women have way less rights than men have. The men have a lot of say over the women, where they can and can't go, their bodies, everything about women. They're dependent on these men to control them. So I know it used to be like that. I'm not exactly sure if it's like that now, but the women can't go and do whatever they want without their husband's permission or their father's permission. Like here in America, a girl can go to a bar. A girl can go to the game if she wants to. She can run for parliament or the House of Representatives, run for Congress. Heck, you can run for president in the United States.
Yeah.
We're seeing Get that. We saw that with Hillary Clinton in 2016, and multiple other women have run for president. You can't do that in Saudi Arabia.
Nah. What I do believe, though, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you believe that they're like this because of their religion or government? Like, do you think that they treat women like this because of their religion or government, if you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, first of all, it is a religion issue. All of the Islamic countries in the Middle East have low women's rights. They're low on the women's rights issues. But you jump to present day, a lot of those countries are liberalizing. To a good extent, but still not the same as you would find in
America,
Canada, Australia, these Western countries. It's still not to that level. but they have improved from what they've been even a decade ago. Women have more rights than just a decade ago, right? So it is because of their religion, but again, the government enforces it, right?
Yeah. I still think it is pretty dumb. Maybe the, I'm not trying to support it, but maybe the United Nations is just like, you know what? We're going to give you a test run. We're just going to see. I don't know. I don't know what their thinking is. I don't have the minds of every single one of the world leaders. So, all I know is something's going to happen. And I'm going to just look back at it and I'm going to just be like, huh. I kind of expected that.
I mean, all of the boys in the world. Boys. Heck yeah. Saudi Arabia, put it in position. Let's get these women down. These women shouldn't have rights. Come on now. All right. We respect all women, right, Evan?
We do. We absolutely
we do. We respect men and women, you know, of whatever.
We respect everybody, actually.
We do.
Just treat people with kindness.
Except unless you're from Philly, right?
Unless you're Landon.
Hello, what?
Unless you're Landon. Yeah, we playing that card.
Unless you're, what?
Unless you're Landon.
Why are you going to say that now?
Because you disrespected the city of Philly. Philly's going to give you that same energy back. A Philly person's going to comment on this video and be like, why does this Landon dude hate us so much? Like, why? Like, we did nothing to him.
Well, if you listen to our rant, you might understand. You got to get your mind right to understand all of these complex topics. Clearly, my colleague over here doesn't have the mental superiority that I have.
I do have the mental superiority.
Yeah? Okay. Let's take an IQ test. You know, next episode, we're going to come back with the results of the IQ test. Who has the larger IQ?
We will absolutely do that.
Yeah.
But
not we're going to take another victory.
Not right now, though. But we will eventually do it, though. We're going to figure out an episode when to do that.
Yeah. We need to do that, you know?
All right. So, next topic. What life advice would you give to our viewers or listeners, whatever you want to call them?
All right. So, yeah. I mean, as you know, Evan over here calls me the Love Master or something. I mean,
Love Master Landon, baby.
Well, I'm a master in all things. Master in philosophy. I have a master's degree in philosophy. Do not check my credentials.
I'm gonna check you on that.
No. Anyway, I have great philosophical. Dang, how do you say that word?
Philosophical.
There you go.
Yeah, see?
Mm. There you go. You came with a smart thing. That's one. One smart thing you said all episode.
No. I came up with many smart things.
Okay, philosophical. I have lots of philosophical advice to give to everyone, including you. You probably need some advice, don't you?
In this current moment, no, because I'm just living life. I'm not chasing after no women. I'm just simply working out, eating. I'm going back to school now because I'm off of spring break. And I'm just living life, working out, just chilling. Just being a little leaf in the wind, if you know what I mean.
Leaf in the wind. Interesting. Well, I'm going to get into it with like advice that I'm going to give people. So my first point of advice, number one, I think is the greatest advice you can hear. It's the best advice I've ever heard. It's how to live your life. And if you think you're depressed, you're sad, you're down on yourself, you're not going to change that without changing your mindset. Advice number one, people are usually as happy as they might make their minds up to be. So you're not going to be happy. You're not going to have this magical transformation unless you change your mindset. If you kind of force yourself to be happy, and that kind of sounds wrong, to force yourself to be happy, but you got to put that happiness in your mindset. If you go through every day of your life like, oh, I'm so terrible, my life is so bad because of all these reasons, like, you can't go through life like that and expect results to change. You've got to change your mindset, and then results will change. and then things will start going your way. So you have to make your mind up to be happy. You can't make your mind up to be depressed and sad and have this victim mentality. You have to take control of your life and say, I'm going to be happy. I mean, in a way, kind of force yourself in a way. And
it's forcing yourself, but at the same time, it's getting your mind prepared. Hey, we're going to do this. Hey, we're going to do that. I see what you're saying. But it's not really forcing yourself, though. Because forcing yourself, it's just you force, like, if something bad happens to you, you're just forcing yourself to have a good day after that.
And hey, listen, I know people go through things. I've struggled through things. I mean, people everywhere, no matter who you are, you're going to struggle through things in life. I know you will.
I struggle with a lot of things.
Yeah, I've struggled with huge things in the past, and I've got through them. And it can be hard in those moments to have a happy mindset. And I'll give you a pass. You know, I'll give you a pass for those few weeks that maybe something major happened to you and you're depressed. I mean, you know, if you're really that depressed, please get help. But if you're living years like that with that victim mentality mindset, that's not good for you. You need to change things on the inside of your mind. And that's the key to happiness right there, is your mind. Would you agree?
I believe so. Because, like, I mean, before I decided to go, like, be the little leaf in the wind, I was going through some stuff. But, like, and I'd have people tell me, like, oh, Evan, you're young. Like, you got the whole world by the ass. But that's, like, not the point, though. Because people can look at my age and be like, oh, you're really young, though. But at the same time, though, it's what you want, what you truly want, like, what you truly want to be happy, you know what I'm saying? And so, I'd kind of get pissed, because it's just like, y'all telling me, like, I'm too young for this, yada, yada, that. And, like, it just really upset me. But then, ever since, like, I started, like, doing my own stuff, like, finding something to do, because, like, finding a hobby will actually help you a lot. If you unlock your hidden talents, you will enjoy something that you never knew you enjoyed. Like, and that's kind of like what I did for basketball for most of my life. Like, literally after my eighth grade year, I literally started getting into basketball, and I have loved it ever since. Now, obviously, I'm trying to do other stuff right now, but, like, That's just something that, like, got me away from thinking of other stuff to doing stuff now. So my advice would be, like, find a hobby or just, like, do something that will help you out in the long run. Not the short-term goal, but the long-term goal.
Long-term goals, if you're just thinking in the short term, then you're gonna go through life only thinking about that short term high, that short term. Like, okay, for example, you could go to the bar and you can get drunk and have a great time. You're thinking about your pleasure in the short term, but maybe in the long term, you should be thinking about financial security. So maybe you shouldn't go every night to the bar to blow money. Maybe you should save up for that house. Maybe you should save up for a vehicle. Maybe you should save up to impress this woman, to have a life with that woman, to eventually marry her, have kids, have a whole fulfilling life. If you just go through life with a short-term mindset, it's going to lead you down this path of destruction. I've seen people go through it. You know, even me myself, some days I just think of the short-term mindset. And other days, I'm thinking more long-term. What makes me happier? When I'm thinking long-term.
Yeah, because the reason that you like long-term, though, is because when you get done with it long-term, you get that satisfaction of, like, holy smokes, I'm done with this. Like, I'm finally done with this. And that satisfaction is going to hit you more.
Another piece of advice I would give is that You know, the world offers you comfort, but you're not made for comfort. You're made for greatness. So you just can't live life comfortably. You gotta go out and seek uncomfortable situations to make you grow as a person. The goal of life is that you can be the best person you can possibly be. And you're not gonna be that person if you just seek the comfortable situations. So laying in bed all day, I'm pretty comfortable in my bed. Pretty comfortable bed.
I'm very comfortable in my bed.
Watching YouTube or watching Netflix in my bed all day, that's mighty comfortable life, isn't it? But that's not gonna get you anywhere in life. You're not gonna go anywhere doing like that with anyone.
You gotta get up at the end of the day and do the stuff that you don't like.
Yes.
Do you think I like going to the gym and lifting those heavy ass weights?
No, but
no, absolutely not.
We do it, right? Exactly.
I want to get stronger. I want to be healthier. I want to do a bunch of stuff that actually helps me improve my life long term. So I'm gonna absolutely do that.
Putting in hours to study for that exam. Mm-hmm. I would rather be watching Netflix or YouTube, but no, I'm gonna put those hours in.
To making that A on that test.
Making the A in the exam.
And then in the long term, you get to graduate with a degree in whatever you want.
It's so easy to not go to class, right?
Absolutely.
It's so easy to say, you know what, I don't really feel like it today. I'm going to sit on YouTube, sit on Netflix for the day.
I'm going to tell them a story. Depending on how far we take these episodes, I'm going to tell them a story one day. But I ain't going to tell them right now, though. We'll wait till we are out of college.
Right? Nice little teaser.
that little teaser from like 2 years, maybe a year from now.
Okay.
So.
I mean, at the end of the day, you have to seek those uncomfortable situations. You can grow socially, reaching out to people. Just walk by the street. Tell someone that they're beautiful. I dare you to tell someone they're beautiful just walking down the street. That's an uncomfortable situation you put yourself in. But you know what? That's going to grow you as a person. You're going to see yourself like, oh, that wasn't that bad. I can actually talk to people. I can actually talk to strangers. And you're going to make the other person feel good about themselves because you told them they're beautiful, right?
And see, I need to work on that because like, I'm not really a talkative person. Like, this is the only time y'all will actually hear me talk.
I actually feel like that's a problem with today's generation. The Gen Z and Alpha generation, yeah, they're always on their phones and stuff, and they don't have the social situations that these older generations have because they didn't have telephones. So, I mean, looking at it, like, you have to put yourself in those uncomfortable situations to grow. I took a leap of faith. I went to North Dakota 2 years ago, and would I have wanted to do that in my comfortable, like, Louisiana home, you know, just doing whatever? No. I sought out North Dakota. It was a change. And maybe it was a bit uncomfortable. I didn't know what to expect. I sought out that new experience going way up north and having a great time working up there. You know, I could have just stayed home and done whatever, but I sought out that uncomfortable situation, and I grew as a person. I grew spiritually. I know you gotta get your spiritual aspect right, no matter if you're a Christian, if you're Jewish, if you're Islamic. Maybe you don't have a religion. Maybe you're, you know, atheist. Still, you could get your mind right. And if you're atheist, you don't necessarily see it as a spiritual aspect, but you could definitely see it as a mental aspect and getting your mind right, seeking that uncomfortable experience to get your mind right. Your mind's not going to be right with that comfortability that everyday life offers you. Get that Cheetos and that 2 ounce Dr. Pepper and go ham on it, right? It's not great for your long-term health.
Do what I'm doing right now, baby.
Yeah, Evan over here got sugary candy and the Dr. Pepper.
I got the sour Skittle gummies with 2 Reese cups.
He's gonna have diabetes.
No, I'm not.
You're not thinking long term. You're not following
I'm
your own steps.
I'm running it off. I'm running and working it off. Today's my off day. So I work out like Monday through Thursday. So I get a nice little 3 days off.
All right.
But I will say this though. My friend I used to work with, every time someone would get angry, because, like, you know, I've worked in the kitchen before, he'd be like, pressure bust pipes. So, in a nice little, I know, I just thought of something very clever. Whenever you have pressure for a coal, right? What does it turn into? A diamond, right? So sometimes you just need a little bit of pressure in your life to actually make you better.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So that's what I personally think. If you gotta go through the challenges, and it'll make you a better person in the end.
Oh, you have to go through challenges. I mean, if you haven't gone through any challenges, that means you're not putting yourself out there enough to go through the challenges.
You're not evolving as a person.
Yeah, you're not.
But I mean, everyone's gonna go through something at least, like at least one challenge.
I mean, real people are not afraid of the test of challenges. It's the weak people, the people that have weak mindsets, who are afraid to go through those challenges.
I don't know, cause like, see me, I'm just very, see me, like, for, as in like the talking to people part, I'm very quiet, I'm very shy, I don't feel like talking to people. I do need to get over that mindset, but at the same time though, just there's just the back of my voice that's just like, you're scared.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I've definitely grown socially as a person, because when I was little, I was so antisocial.
Oh, yeah.
But I've grown, I could still improve, but I've grown significantly since when I was very little. And I've found myself in situations today like, wow, I would have never done this 10 years ago.
To give you a nice little rundown of how quiet Landon was quieter than me. And he would not say a word. But, like, you would have to speak to Landon first before he would say anything.
Yeah, I was a very quiet as a kid. Very antisocial as a kid.
Like, see, me, I'd chip in a little bit, but then I'd go quiet. Like, chip in, quiet, you know. That's how I was as a kid. But, okay.
All right, I'm going to give one more piece of advice to our listeners, and that is that live in the moment. You know, live in the moment, because you don't know what life's going to take you, where life's going to bring you. You don't know
if
you're...
We're not guaranteed tomorrow.
You can't see tomorrow. You can't see the future.
Yeah, we're not guaranteed tomorrow, so...
Oh, yeah. I mean, the past is already in the past. In the future, you don't know what's in the future. The present, that's what you're living today. It's a gift. That's why they call it the present. It's a gift. You have to live in the moment. Embrace it. Don't run from the present. Embrace the present.
So, I'm going to say a quote. Then we're going to move to new topics real quick. That Conor McGregor just said while he was doing his little Roadhouse promotion. If you live in the future, you're anxious. If you live in the past, you're depressed. If you live in the present, you're happy.
Oh yeah, that's a great quote. I love that quote. You've got to live in the present and appreciate your present. People take a lot of things for granted. You have to appreciate it. Because at the end of the day, you may not see these people that you're talking with ever again in your life. I mean, you may not. Things might happen to them. I mean, you could die tomorrow, Evan. I have to appreciate your presence in the moment, right?
You would shit on my grave. you would take a nice dump on my grave.
Well, I don't know.
You don't know.
I'm not going to comment on that.
You definitely would. Anyways, so, yeah, that is all we're going to say about for the life advice. We will have, like, another segment like this.
Yeah, we may have another life advice segment.
So, our final topic for the day. Where do we want to travel to / travel plans?
Ooh, okay. You start off.
So, where I would want to travel, it's kind of... To me, I want to go see Japan. Because... Their technology is better than ours. I just want to see what type of stuff they got, because, you know, they got, like, robots that, like, serve you. They got, if you look at, like, what Japan has, they got little conveyor belts that, like, give you their sushi. Like, it's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I'm also looking at it as a little town vision, though. Like, you know how, like, whenever you go to, like, a big city, you're just like, whoa, this is big. You know, that type of mentality, little town mentality. But Japan is cool. I want to go see Japan. I want to go see Italy. I'm not going to Russia. I will never go to Russia. Like, Russia scared me. And China. I feel like China might put me to work. But, I mean, I've been down to, like, the Caribbean islands, like, Belize, Aruba. Like, I've been down there, so, like, those are actually pretty cool. Those are actually nice. But other than that, not really much places I travel to.
So, me, my perspective, I'm really recently, in the past couple months, even year, I've been in this world traveling mindset. Like, I want to go everywhere. I want to see everything. So that means going to lots of different places around the world and experiencing different things, experiencing different cultures, how people live their lives that are different from mine. So I've been to about 15, 17 different states, and I've been able to see, you know, how they differ from my life in Louisiana and see them, how they live their life, and why are they living their life that way? Why is it different? What goes into the things that make them live their life differently than me? And then going to other countries as well. So I've only been to one other country, the Bahamas, but I actually have a trip planned to go to two other countries. I'm going to Japan, and I'm going to South Korea this fall in August.
You're so lucky.
Right? Yeah.
Ooh, you're so lucky. I want to
No, this mindset I've taken on, like, do it. You know, don't wait. You know, I don't have 80 years to travel. You know, I'm already 20. I'm in my early 20s. Statistically, I'm going to live for 50 more years. 50 to 55 more years. So take this time now to travel, to do what you want. Do what makes you happy. I've determined what makes me happy is traveling. So I'm going to go out and travel and see the world. So like I said, I have a trip planned to Japan and South Korea in August. I would love to go over there, other Asian countries, see China. China is beautiful. They have the Great Wall of China. I want to go and walk the Great Wall of China. I'm not going to make it all the way, but...
Give me a bicycle, at least. I'll bicycle.
It's stairs. How do you bicycle upstairs?
Is it really stairs? I thought it was just, like, a long walkway.
It's, like, stairs. Up and down and stairs.
Oh, man. Well, then I'll take...
No.
We walk in the bike up.
I might walk, like, for 3 or 4 miles, and then I'll have to get off. I mean, it's...
I'll look at the beautiful parts, but, like...
Yeah. I mean, the world is so beautiful. You could travel anywhere, and I'd go with you. I mean, invite me to go in with you anywhere. I'd be so grateful.
A random place I'd go to, too, would be Ireland.
Ireland's cool. Ireland's really cool.
I'd want to get drunk with all the Ireland. That'd be fun.
Talk about Conor McGregor. I'm sure they all love Conor there.
Absolutely. But just Irishmen in general. They'd be so fun. But... I like how other countries, they actually, like, do stuff differently. Like, whenever I went to Belize, when we got done fishing, we brought our fish to the hotel room. They cooked it for us. And so, whenever they fry fish over there, or fry stuff over there, they use coconut oil instead of peanut oil. And so, coconut oil is actually healthier for you. And it actually tastes really good.
Yeah. I mean, if you've never traveled before... You probably just have this mindset that, oh, everywhere does things just like I do things here in southern Louisiana. Everywhere is like this.
Or they just don't have the financial system or financial stability.
Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about how they think in their mind. They just assume that everywhere is like them. Everywhere does stuff like them. When you travel, you realize that, no, everywhere is so different and so amazing. And people do things differently. Now, different cultures being better than others. To me, you have to have a mindset of cultural relativism, where every culture is kind of equal. Because putting one culture above another, or how these people do things, is way better than these other people. That's like, you're getting in Nazi Germany type talk right there.
Yeah, get me away from that. But, yeah, every country is different in its own little way. But,
I mean... When you think about the wild places I want to go to, I want to go to Iran. I want to go to North Korea. I want to see Kim. I want to shake Kim Jong-un's hand. That is my bucket list item.
You got a crazy list. But I respect you for it. I absolutely respect you for it.
I mean, I want to do things, you know?
Yeah, you're just not a boring person and just want to sit at home.
I respect you for it, so I can't shit on you for it, because that's what you want to do. Everybody has their own stuff what they want to do.
Oh, yeah. Do what makes you happy, you know, and you can get in this mindset that, oh, I can't do this because I'm too young, too poor, too old, too ugly. Like, I can't possibly do these things, or how I'm talking about now, traveling. I can't possibly do these things. I'm stuck in this situation. Oh my gosh. Another ding just popped up. I'm sorry. But you can get stuck in this mindset because, oh, I can't possibly do these things. When, yes, you can. Just do them. Like Nike says, just do it. Just go for it. You're going to learn that you can do anything you set your mind to. You just got to get out of this mentality that I can't do it.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I think that's going to wrap it up here. I hope everybody enjoyed our amazing conversations that we had today.
Besides the people in...
We love our people everywhere. You just don't want us to get viewers. You just don't want us to be a special podcast. You just want, like, these certain people that hate us. Which is very wrong of you. Shame on you, Landon.
What? Well, we were talking about we love all people. Of all ethnicities, all races, all genders, right?
Except for
besides the people,
but that defeats all of that, because Philadelphia people could be women, men, black, white, Mexican, whatever.
They could. Yeah. They're,
but that defeats your whole purpose though. So therefore we love all of our viewers.
Evan likes everyone. I hate Philly.
I love everyone, so I hope
we're going to come to you next time with rants. We're going to argue about this next time.
We're going
to
argue.
Because I want to get to an argument with this person right here and just destroy him on every level. That's going to happen.
He's not going to destroy you.
Watch. Come on, just watch episode 5.
He's coming to my territory. That is something I know.
Watch episode 5 and you're going to hear me destroy Evan.
He's not going to destroy you, but anyways. Tune in next time. I hope everyone has a great, wonderful day.
Have a great morning, great day, great night. Whenever you listen to this, just have a great one. And love one another. Unless you're from...
No. Okay.
Oh, man.
All right. We love you all. See you all later.
Adios.